In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world, because my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this Monday episode of what, Kev?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
You tell him, Teddy. Tell him what's up.
Teddy's realizing I gotta be in unison with Papa, me. And he's like, I'll talk when he talks, but whenever he's done, we're done. So we got a good harmony going with me and him and I.
That means you guys are one, man and beast.
Man and beast, best friends. but we got a jam-packed show for you today. It's kind of like the last of the November news, because really after today's podcast, it's really everyone's on Thanksgiving mode. But that's okay, because even when everyone else is on Thanksgiving mode, we have our Thanksgiving special. We recap all the good deals for you to know during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, all that good stuff.
And I'm coming to you live from my brand new dining room table.
Ooh. Can I get a knock check on that dining room table? Ooh, that sounds good. That's high quality wood right there, I think.
That's high quality H2O.
There you go. You see it?
Look at that.
Oh, there we go. Oh, baby. Wowza.
Yeah.
Is that an apron on it? A table apron skirt?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's dark cherry wood. Look at that.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. I don't even want to ask you how much that cost you.
Don't know. My wife signed the papers. Don't care.
There you go. but today we're talking some Avengers Marvel news. Really more Marvel side news of secret projects, some castings. Casting in Star Wars Galaxy, WWE 2K22, we love to talk about it because it always just gets sidecast by sad news whenever it gets a new news. And then WB finally announced that fighting game that we kind of talked about last month, and we're pretty much spot on with it. But Kevin, first things first, you can always go to hot99.5.com/CrisisCrew. Stay up to date on all the nerdy news you need to know. Or Kev, where can they go?
Infinite_pods on Instagram and Twitter. I just realized I posted something to my Instagram story yesterday. I need to post it to Crisis.
Is it too late? Has it been 24 hours? And if not, then you're going to have to repost it again.
Well, I have the thing on every story I post is saved on my phone. So I can just repost it and re-add and stuff. So
Smart man right there.
Yeah.
but Kev, how you been doing?
Been doing good. Busy weekend because we're having the fam over for Thanksgiving.
So you know it.
I had to put together a dining room table. As I showed you, something called I don't know, it's this weird chest, I guess, that goes in dining rooms to people. Like, I don't know, I had to put that together too.
Is it a ramekin?
Sure. I have no idea. What
is a ramekin? That sounds fancy and it sounds like you wouldn't know what that means. And then I was like, ramekin is a bowl or something.
I was calling to think Dr. Seuss, a three-handled family credenza.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I just know I think it was in A Cat in the Hat. If I remember correctly.
Or was it Cat in the Hat Returns? There's a second one. You're like, oh, wait, there is? They didn't make the movie of it, though.
I never saw the Michael Myers Cat in the Hat movie.
Oh, well, I would say you're not missing on much, but you're also missing on a lot of meme culture, really.
I did see the one that came out a few years ago with Ed Helms.
Lorax?
The Lorax. Yes, that was pretty cool.
That one's pretty good. And it led to a big TikTok song that no one realized was from the Lorax until, like, way later.
TikTok. There's going to be a class on TikTok in about a year and a half at college, I guarantee you.
Here's the thing. You remember when TikTok almost got removed entirely from the world last year? Thank God it didn't, because look how much that saved us during the pandemic of our entertainment and mental health.
If they were a public company, I would have rushed to buy stock in TikTok last year.
Are they a public company?
I don't think they are.
Can you TikTok stock? Let's look. ByteDance. It's not. It's privately held, so you cannot.
Privately held, yeah. Yes. So yeah, if they go public, it's going to be like $1 million a
year. You invest in it right away. That is a
donks.
Donks.
How you doing there, buddy?
Doing good. As you can tell, I'm no longer sick. Pretty much just got some nasally stuff, but it's glad to be talking and sound like myself now and hear myself. I'm like, oh yes, I sound normal now.
Do you do the thing when you're congested where, like, you get up sometimes and you can feel the fluid running around your head?
No, I do get, like, in the morning where I'm like, I got to blow this out of my nose or I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, I was so congested yesterday. I was dizzy for a little bit. Yep. And then I did some nasal spray and sneezed 40 times in a row. And that was fine.
This is a friendly reminder. Get your flu shot. You know, you're tired of shots this year. I know. No, I get it. But go get it because I'm getting mine today. So...
I need to get, unfortunately, I can't go to CVS or like Walgreens to get mine because my insurance only allows me to go to a doctor. I don't know why.
Oh, flu shot was free.
I think it's free, but depending on where your insurance is set up, you have to go to certain places. It's weird, so I got to schedule it.
Well, if you can go to Target, go there because you get a $5 coupon. So help you with the holiday spending this year.
Also, going down this medical road here, medical talk on crisis, the COVID booster has been approved for everybody. So if you want to get one of those, head on out, get one of those too.
Get your third one. That way you don't got to wear a mask at dinner. That's an interesting thing. Maura and I had this conversation. We're like, we wear a mask at Thanksgiving this year. I know this is, we hate talk about masks, especially on this podcast, unless it's superhero related. And we're like, you know what? Once we get that third boost, who cares? We're good. We got that third boost.
Yeah, I think at this point, most of the world ready. Like, you know what? It's here. Let's just deal with it. Let's move on.
I don't want masks in my stocking this year for the holidays, though. I want to think about it.
Though I will say I love wearing masks in public because it avoids you of those awkward high school run-ins in the supermarket.
Yes,
hey, like, I remember you from 10th grade English. Oh, I don't know who you are.
I don't know you. You don't see my face. Or if you have a bad mustache like I do right now because of No Shave November, you just hide it with the mask. No one sees it.
Oh, yeah, it is No Shave November. I forgot about that.
Well, you just have a beard all the time, so you wouldn't know, Kevin.
Yeah, and I can't grow my hair out because it looks sketchy. So,
well, if you did grow your facial hair out, could you have a full goatee or nah?
I could actually go from the sideburn all the way down to under my chin coming up.
And then
up.
Be bald like, up top? Yes, please, Kevin.
I could totally do the Uncle Iroh.
All right. You could do that.
totally do that.
Kevin, now we've talked about that. Let's get to the nitty gritty. What we've been watching, what we've been playing. Obviously, Thursdays are Thanksgiving special, so we're going to talk about both today. So it's a little special honor for you. And Kevin, you get to go first with what you've been watching and what you've been playing this past week.
I've been watching Titans, season 4, mm-hmm. Phantoms. Fascinating.
Young
really
Justice,
good.
You mean?
Yeah, Titans. Yeah, Young Justice, yes. Mm-hmm. Been really good. This last episode ended on an annoying cliffhanger because you really don't know what's going to happen until next week. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I've been catching up. I'm currently still in the marriage episodes, which I know for this show we've talked about how they have arcs, which are like a couple episodes each. I think that ends, and then whatever episode you're on is the start of a new thing.
Yeah, it kind of goes back and forth, kind of resolving. How far are you into the marriage episode?
Beast Boy just got mind wiped or whatever. Mind reset, I guess. I don't know.
So I will rescind further comments because I don't want to spoil it for you.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to say anything to spoil it for you. But like I said, it's still really good, though. I mean, some of the best animated storytelling on TV is probably on Young Justice right now.
Yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I've been watching a lot of Reno 911 because they just renewed the new season.
Yeah, and it's supposed to have a special, I think, during Thanksgiving this week. It's with them. It's something about, unfortunately, QAnon or something, right?
Yeah, the search for QAnon.
On
like that,
Paramount
yeah.
Plus, if you have Paramount Plus, that with the South Park special.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch it. I saw you post that.
Where
it looks pretty
adults.
Funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before in South Park?
No, which is be interesting. It's like, all right, is this just a one-off? Or they're going to like, all right, we're changing. It's been 20-ish years. They're all adults now. Deal with it.
It's crazy to think that, like, even though Family Guy and South Park have been on for a long time, Simpsons have been on so much longer.
Yeah.
And it's got renewed for 2 more years.
But here's the thing. I don't think they will, but it'd be smart if they did. I'm like, all right, they're aged up now. Like, they're in the 30s. I'm like, that's where your audience is now. And, like, there's so much more, like, relatable problems with that of, like, now Randy being an old man. It's like, all right, cool. Now we're dealing with the problems other people are facing now.
Yeah, The Simpsons did that too. The Simpsons kind of just like, I guess, what's the word? When they redo canon?
Retcon,
yeah. Mm. Basically, Homer and Marge were together in like maybe the early 90s instead of the 70s
mm-hmm.
and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed them in college in the 90s and like the grunge music is playing before they had Bart. So they kind of did the same thing. And it worked out fine because, I mean, like I said, it's been on forever. So just the time.
Speaking of Young Justice real quick, sorry. Have you been watching the end credits now? Because they actually made you pay attention to them now.
Yeah.
It's like not really needed dialogue. I was like, oh, cool. Like the episode I just finished, like Superman was talking to Lois about Jonathan Kent. And like, I was like,
is that,
that's pretty
dope. Going?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And he just put it out so cool. Yeah, that show, I kind of hope that show eventually grows into another Justice League type show where they kind of focus more on the older members of the league as well as the young members and kind of go back and forth. I think that would be pretty cool. I'm still behind on CW shows though, by the way, besides Flash.
That's okay.
Still behind.
Me too. Oh yeah. Well, we talked about that the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. That's coming up again on Tuesday. So we'll see how it grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you been watching, man?
Yeah, been watching, catching up on a lot of things. Watched Red Notice, finally.
Oh, cool. How was that?
It was all right. It definitely is. You get what you get. They can set it up for a sequel if Netflix has the money for all three of them. But we kind of had our little Rock mini marathon because we also watched Jungle Cruise, which I liked a lot. I actually liked a lot, actually.
I still haven't watched it. I need to watch it.
It's pretty good. It's definitely like a Pirates of the Caribbean where it's they put some mysticism on the ride because they have to, because it'll also be real done real quick. But actually, it's a lot more of an Emily Blunt movie than a Rock movie, even though they advertise it with the Rock more. Rewatching Harry Potter 7 because we've slowly been rewatching them again. Say what you will, but the opening scene of just like freaking Harry and all the wizards are like, all right, we got to get Harry across to the burrows of Ron's house. And left and right, spoilers, people are dying. Like, oh my gosh. Like, when I read the books, I remember this happened. I was like, man, why? This is the third, this is the second chapter of the book.
The worst feeling in the world, I think, is when you're reading a book or a comic or a graphic novel and you see things happening to your favorite character or some of your favorite characters and turn the page and see them, oh, they died.
Oh, they're not coming back. They're not dead now.
At least in a TV show or a movie, you kind of can see it coming and prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, no, turn the page, and then you got stabbed in the heart. Oh, dang it.
And then Moore and I, just today, we started first episode of Cowboy Bebop. I actually liked it. It definitely is a stylistic choice. It is obviously based on the anime. The music in it's fire, though. Like, it's a lot of jazz and, like, cool, like... I dig the music a lot. I was jamming to it in every like scene.
Are all those released at the same time or like the first half and second
half?
Yeah,
all 10 episodes are out now on Netflix. Okay. It is, funnily enough, we are in the era of bounty hunters. Cowboy Bebop, if you don't know, cowboys in this world is another term for bounty hunter, essentially. And it's in space. I didn't even know, like, say what you will. I didn't know about the anime. I knew about it, but didn't really watch it. It's all set in space, the future. It's pretty dope. Having a good time with it so far, so I'm hoping it continues to go better. But it's funny, like, we have that, we have The Witcher, we have Mandalorian. It's like, oh, yeah. We're all doing bounty hunters now. That's the thing.
I need to watch that. I want to watch that and the other show I can hear everybody rave about is Arcane.
Yes, with Haley Steinfeld in it.
Yeah, funnily enough. Like, I didn't know what you told me before we started recording that it was a League of Legends spinoff. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought it was just a new anime.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then Kevin, you've been playing anything this week so far? Anything new?
What have I been playing? A little bit of Mass Effect. I'm still doing my FemShep playthrough. Still playing Grand Theft Auto, the remastered, that came out with a thing this week. Grand Theft Auto, I guess Rockstar just said, hey, we're sorry about the way this game shipped. We're going to do a patch. And also the guys that want the PC versions that we delisted. Yeah, you can have them back. They're back on that.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Your game isn't, its history isn't based on how it launches, but how it's received when it launches nowadays.
Yeah, because apparently people still hold that Cyberpunk 2077 is a really good game.
Isn't
but
it? I still am waiting on that one. So we still waiting on that next gen patch or whatever, too.
It's going to be really cheap on Friday, so I might go ahead and pick it up and see what happens.
Well, we'll talk about that on Thursday's episode,
there
obviously,
you go.
If you need. It's time to pick it up, finally.
What have you been playing, buddy?
I've been playing Mass Effect 2, continually.
Yes!
I know we talked about it last week, but been playing a heck ton more of it. I'm currently like doing the loyalty missions, which, if you've heard Kevin and I talk about in the past, that's the meat and potatoes of Mass Effect 2. There's really like four or five, like, main mission, and then everyone else says, all right, do the loyalty missions, because if you don't, they all gonna die. And so far, I think everyone's gonna live, because I've pretty much tried to upgrade everything possible on the damn ship.
Have you done Miranda and Jax yet?
I did Miranda's, where she has a twin, but doesn't really look like her, and then haven't done Jax yet, but I've done Morden, Grunt, oh gosh, Zaid already had it, I'm doing Jacobs right now.
Okay, when you do Jax, it's gonna be a moment where they're gonna fight.
Okay.
Miranda and Jack, and depending on what you say, one of them, both of them either live or one of them's going to die. Just warn you.
Well, I saw there's a route to have them both live, so I'm going to
make
that route happen.
Either both of them can live or one's going to die, so hope your Paragon score is high.
It is. It's really top high. Of the bar right now. So
then you'll be good.
I'm
you'll
a Paragon,
be good,
baby. Okay. That's the good guy. I'm not a renegade, even though sometimes like, oh, do the renegade option. I'm like, nah, we're good. I'm not going to do that interrupt.
What? That's the cool thing about Mass Effect. It rewards you from being either Paragon, or Renegade. Don't reward you from being in the middle at all. Like, don't be in the middle. Either be light or dark. Don't try to be in the middle.
And pretty much Mass Effect is always pick the top left or top right answers, because I'll give you the good guy answers.
There you go. Yep.
There you go. But that's what we've been watching and playing. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving week, so you're probably catching up on a lot of things. So we want you to let us know, what game are you playing during Thanksgiving week? Is it Halo Infinite? A lot more of that. Are you catching up on games you've had a bet logged? Or anything else, let us know at @infinite_pods, Kevin. But now it's time for the news.
It's time for the news.
First things first, we're starting off with a fun Marvel Avengers story. We're sort of at that the end of the year, really, where you got to really spend your budget and get rid of it. If you don't spend it, you lose it. And this universe, not universe, I guess you could say it's in a university, Georgia Institute of Technology, whatever, how you call it, it's a university, a college, or whatever, did a study on Marvel's Avengers, finding out that Thanos' snap at the end of Avengers Infinity War / Endgame, which led to the half population, entire universe disappearing, wouldn't actually work in real life. Because snapping your fingers while wearing the metal gauntlet is actually impossible to pull off.
But Thanos is a mad titan, and he's very strong.
Yes.
They take that into account.
Yeah. So according to the study, a finger snap is the fun science talk on the thing. Is the fastest acceleration of the human body ever measured, and the physics involved should have been impossible for Thanos while wearing the gauntlet, meaning the blah, blah, blah. A snap only takes 7 milliseconds, which is more than 20 times faster than the blink of an eye. But in order to pull it, you need friction. And when you have two metal things, or you have gloves, you can't really snap as well. That's essentially what this study was all about.
The key word he said, it was human.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos isn't human.
Well, you know, also, Thanos doesn't exist in real life. So this was really, I feel like this is a thing where we were so out of studies. We're like, all right, we've done this one. And that's the thing in college. And like when you're doing research papers, like everyone in the known world has done a research paper on every topic by now. There's no way. And that's why you have to cite your sources, do all that stuff. We try to do that as much as can. That you can make an original research paper nowadays, unless it's like, all right, hey, guess what? TikTok just came out yesterday. Let's make a research paper on TikTok.
Exactly. Like you said, this is one of those things, and they're spending money at the end of the year because, you know, new budget's coming up. They got to spend it on something. Hey, why don't we do research on Thanos snapping? Snap? Yeah, that sounds good.
Thanos snapping. I just watched Kids Endgame last night. Let's do this one.
It's akin to saying like university did a study that Superman wouldn't be able to fly because humans can only jump an average of 12 feet in the air.
He's Kryptonian.
But hey, thanks for letting us know that you know, our dreams are shattered.
Dreams, you know, Thanos came down in real life. Guess what? We're screwed. So
you know that gauntlet comes out soon by Marvel Legends, the snapping gauntlet that you can buy.
I mean, you could technically snap. Oh, it's where it's not like it's like more plasticky than metal.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can snap in that one, maybe.
Here's the thing. Hasbro, I think, does Marvel Legends and the Star Wars stuff, the Black Series. They really like to re-release the same thing, just a new paint job or something. Because think, we've had the Infinity. I mean, say what you will, the Infinity Gauntlet and Iron Man's Gauntlet. They were two different hands. So at least that was dope because like, all right, cool. Yeah. I got one for each hand. This one, I think the snappy one also has removable stones on it, too.
Removable stones, yeah. You can put stones in, it makes noises.
But it's the same thing, just a different version, slimmed down version. And they do the same thing with Boba Fett's helmet. We've had like four different versions of Boba Fett's helmet in the past 2 years. We had the prototype one, which is the white one, normal Boba Fett, painted Boba Fett, and then like there's a scarred Boba Fett one. It's like, all right, it's the same thing. Come on, fam.
And even from that, it's the same mold as probably the Mandalorian helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
really, it's four different helmets.
And they released a Death Watch version of it, which is just blue. It's like, okay, come on.
Even with Cap, something in your background, Cap's shield. You have Cap's shield from Civil War, Cap's shield from Winter Soldier, and then the stealth shield. Same shield, different color scheme.
Do you like the same shield? I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but it looks like my Captain America star is lit up because of my white light in front of me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like it.
That's pretty cool.
It looked like I paid for that feature, but I did not. I did not.
I can hear the Captain America theme brailing. Da, 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 da,
da, da. I got my proton pack in the background, too. We're trying to make this a cool a wall behind me, but, you know, we only got limited space.
Does that have lights on it, too, the proton pack?
Yes, it does, but it's all, like, it's only connected through one button, so if I do it, it's going to make a really loud-ass noise.
Oh, okay.
So we don't do that.
I would say that'd be kind of cool to have mount that and just have it on all the time.
This is actually funny. Let me make sure I get his name right. So we actually, here you go. Jason Gruchowski, Hopefully I said your name right, bud. He was a listener of Carla Marie and Anthony in Seattle, and then obviously he fell in love with what we were doing. So when I dressed up for the Ghostbusters stuff for my 60 seconds or less review last week, he actually got to go to the premiere with like actual Ghostbuster cosplayers and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And he got to like was on the red carpet. He got the Ecto Cooler and stuff. But he sent me the link to the HasLab, which is like the crowdfunding for all the big ass toys version and everything for the Proton Pack. It's $300 for it. And he was like, yeah, come on. We need people to fundraise this. I was like, bro, I'm good. I don't need a Proton Pack that expensive.
Put me down for $15.
And I'm like, that's all I got for you. I can put that down for you. But Kevin, speaking of things to come like that Proton Pack, something that we really wanted to come out this year, but it's not, especially for your Disney trip. It's coming out next year. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind officially has an opening date.
Yes, and it's going to be the year after I'm there. It is 2022, next summer.
Which is all right. I mean, that's exciting, at least a little bit.
No, because if somebody didn't eat a bat 2 years ago, I'd be riding this in the month. This is just annoying. Somebody just wanted to know what a bat tasted like and ruin everybody's lives. It's very annoying when you think about it like that.
So we got sort of like Disney Parks, like an update thing. Unfortunately, there was a small preview event for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. It was like a half day thing where they showed the lightsaber off again. But with this one, we found out that the ride's opening summer 2022, and it's actually going to have Glenn Close coming back as Nova Prime. So it takes place sort of before, I guess, Infinity War.
Definitely before Thanos wrecked Nova. Was it Nova? The name of the planet?
Yes, Nova. Xandar.
Mm-hmm. Xandar and took the Power Stone. So it definitely takes place before. What if the video ends as like you see a ship coming up? That'd be kind of cool.
Like, oh, that's like the little end teaser and like, uh-oh.
You see a Thanos song. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, my God.
But yes, we got a poster for the ride too. I really love when they do the posters for the rides, because like this one and the Galactic Star Cruiser poster, they look really dope.
Yeah, and the one, I can't remember the name of the wrestler, but there's the guy in the front poster in the purple shirt looks like the guy from WWE a couple years ago that was with Lana. What was his name?
Rusev.
Yeah, they're like Rusev right there.
Are you talking about Drax?
No, the guy in the front car on the poster.
Oh, that's too zoomed in for me, fam. I can't look at that.
But it's cool. It's also maybe be one of the last two times we see Drax, because Batista's already said a few times he's not coming back after Guardians 3.
Yeah, so it's funny. Drax has a shirt on in this ride, too, which is funny because his nipples. That's a fun Guardians 2 reference right there.
Also, another reason why you know it's before Nova Prime is old Groot and not young Groot.
That is true too. Look at us putting canon knowledge in the ride, which really won't probably be canon at all for anything.
And no Nebula.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they got to keep with just the main Guardians, I think, for the ride poster. Then you find out who's actually in the ride.
It looks like they have a cool. It's Q, right? That's the word. Q.
Yeah, the entrance. Yeah.
So, kudos to Disney for I guess revamping what Qs used to be. I guess in the 70s, 80s, just stand in line here and wait. And now it's like, oh, look at this. There's a full Avatar body in here. Right?
Well, it's like, I mean, look at Space Mountain's queue, which is really, you know, it's cool, but it's really just images on a wall. But now, like, well, even when we went to the Guardians of the Galaxy version of Tower of Terror, like
the
collectors, like Marvel, Star Wars, all that stuff. You make it entertaining that way. It goes by quicker when you're in the queue instead of just waiting in a room that's like basic and boring.
Yeah, the Transformers ride the same way. Transformers has like the actual tail of Scorponok in there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But then you hear the same video over and over again. Like, all right, yeah, get it. True. We're gonna go save the Transformers.
But of course, still the king of all queues right now was the Millennium Falcon. We're actually in there.
Love it.
That's the king.
And you like, and you know you're in a good position when you can get the cast members to take a picture of you. And you're like, yes, I got it. I played Djarik on the damn Millennium Falcon.
But I'm excited for this. I'm hoping some ride video comes out pretty soon. Like, to actually see what the ride is going to look
like.
Oh,
yeah. I'd say it's probably, we get a video of it probably by March for sure. If you look at the time, sort of pacing of everything.
Because it's a spinning car ride. So it's kind of like those coasters that, you know, go down and they spin around and they split back around. Mm-hmm. It's like that. So I wonder how that's incorporated with the ride. Because maybe that means you'll be looking at stuff as you're spinning around, like coming around corners, stuff like that.
I hope so. But Kevin, something we also hope so that's coming out maybe not in the near future, but potentially on the way. Is Scarlett Johansson is working on a secret MCU project?
And the key word is it's not related to Black Widow.
Yes, not related to Black Widow, or at least her version of Black Widow.
So top of my head, maybe it's a documentary of some sort.
See, that's what I don't want, but it probably is going to be. But what I really want is not that.
Because, I mean, if it's more of an in-depth look at, you know, the first three or four phases of the MCU with her narrating, maybe through her production company, and that's what it is, I'm down for that. But as far as speculation goes, maybe she'll play a Natasha Romanoff variant who's not the Black Widow. Maybe she's something else.
So for this is supposed to be more of she's doing a behind the scenes producer thing, like you kind of said at the beginning. So I doubt she'll be on screen, maybe a voice or something.
Yeah.
But my money and what I really want it to be in my heart of hearts is she's working on Yelena's story as Black Widow, continue that on.
Oh, so maybe like she's like the story editor of the new Black Widow.
Yes. It's like, all right, this is what we have of the history of Black Widow. I was sort of the caretaker. Now I am helping you usher that in as the new Black Widow. I feel like Captain America, like kind of related to Captain America wise, I feel like that's a title they would want to change. Because I feel like, oh yeah, Captain America, like we've had this history. Black Widow, like we only know her really as Nat. So like to have someone else do it, it'd be weird a little bit.
Yeah, they're definitely right. And then it looks like she'll be introduced as a villain in Hawkeye, according to the end of Black Widow.
We'll find out next week, starting next week.
Yes.
Or this week, actually, yeah.
By the way, I guarantee we don't even see her until like episode 5.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. She's the Mephisto of this season now. It's like, oh, she's going to pop up now. She's going to pop up now.
Because it even seems like, going back to Hawkeye, too, for a little bit, that trailer may be from only two episodes they've shown. Because it's like the car chase, and then it keeps going back and forth. Like, I think there's only from like two episodes of the series this trailer is from. Mm-hmm. But I like your idea too that she's maybe some kind of story editor or background producer for everything Black Widow. I like that a lot.
Or even if it like his animated show, something like that. This side tangent with the Hawkeye thing. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character also pops up as Valentina, whether it is to recruit actual Hawkeye or she recruits Hailee Steinfeld. Because I just feel like if Jeremy Renner is supposed to stay in the MCU and like this is in his send off, what a better time to make him like, all right, he's going to be part leading the Dark Avengers or whatever we're calling that team as of right now. Because I think that'd be really cool to be like, all right, we're going to put you a different perspective, give you a different story, but then also have Hailee Steinfeld as your opposite as a good guy or vice versa.
And if actually, I don't think they'll do, if they do this, it'll be a long time down the road. But if they bring the X-Men into MCU sooner than later and you keep Jeremy Renner around, you could do the Old Man Logan story more properly. Because that story actually stars Hawkeye and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not Hawkeye, but Clint.
Clint. Former Hawkeye. Old man Clint, as some would say.
And I think in that he's blind also in that story. But he still can shoot arrows because, you know, he's Hawkeye.
He's Hawkeye. But yeah, I'm excited. I think whatever this is, we won't see it for a couple years. I think they're definitely not going to do another Black Widow movie. At least for 5 more years. So maybe the next, I mean, we're seeing Yelena and obviously most likely Hawkeye. I guess the next thing would maybe be if we ever do get an Avengers thing or whatever's happening in like 2024.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that earlier too. I'm thinking that season 2 of Loki is going to end all this dimension stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause remember Kevin Feige said he's wants to do shorter arcs.
Mini phases. Yeah.
Yeah. Mini phases. So I feel like we'll get Spider-Man coming up. We'll get Doctor Strange 2. And then Loki season 2 is going to be like, okay, now this part of the dimension stuff is over. Now let's move on to something else.
Because remember, the real things now.
Spoiler alert. Eric is going to judge the world at some point and either destroy it or leave it alone. So that's still out there. It's out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing.
Like, I don't think we're ready for Earth to be destroyed in the MCU yet and be like, all right, it's Earth, but not Earth.
By the way, I heard a good theory about the whole Eric thing. Remember you were talking about
So the big main, I would say the big overarching villain in Eternals, just so people, if they haven't seen Eternals yet.
Because remember we were saying that we think Arishem is going to be the effective Galactus.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a theory from Comics, Comics Explained? No, Comics Explained, other channel, Geek Culture Explained.
Mm-hmm.
He said he thinks that Eros, who is an Eternal as well, is a part of another faction of Eternals who broke away from Arishem's control.
Yeah.
And basically have another Eternal named Galactus trying to fight Airship.
Yeah, I heard another rumor was like Galactus, because they didn't make the new Celestial in the planet of Earth. That's what Galactus comes in like, oh, you don't have a protector, so I come on in, and he's the real villain of the Celestials to sort of mix it together, sort of make it better for the MCU.
And I think all this is eventually going to, I think we'll actually, just throwing it out there, we may see a teaser for Fantastic Four at Super Bowl. I don't know why I feel like that, but with all this Airship stuff going on, and they already have a director for it, which means it's probably at least close to either be done written or done cast. We'll hear some news about Fantastic Four sooner than later.
Because I feel like casting is such like, all right, that's just, casting is just as hype now as getting a trailer for something, which we're going to talk about in like 2 minutes from now for two things that got casting news. Because like, all right, let's go. And then obviously once, as soon as something gets cast, you see Boss Logic do an actual proper, like, this is what they could look like, then you know we're ready for this movie.
How much time does Boss Logic have that he can just make posters that aren't real?
That's his job, his hype, fam. He just like, I mean, he's like, all right, I'm what bored. It's Saturday. Let's do this today.
I'm making these Avengers posters that aren't real, but what if?
And it's so fun talking on this podcast. Just like, yeah, we've kind of like talk about like creators that people don't really know or like big things on influence, like Wario64, Boss Logic. Yeah. I love that we get to talk about those people and be like, yes, these are people you need to follow and not just the Kardashians on social media.
I remember when I watched Boss Logic's Twitch all day to get to reveal all the new Assassin's Creed game.
And then I was like, you know what? Why am I doing this? I'm just going to wait till the end when he's made most of it.
I literally had my iPad up and it was on all day. Clicked into power, of course. And I was like, okay, see what we're getting. And then about 7 hours later, it's, oh, Vikings, cool.
I know what we're doing now. Ah. But back to Scarlett Johansson Project. My money's on the yellow end of thing. Kevin's money's on the documentary thing. Could be both. Could be both.
I mean, I would love an MCU documentary because, I mean, there are a few on there, but I want a like really in-depth one.
I think
really
cool, in-depth. A cool thing that maybe she could lead up is like the history of action or whatever, like in Marvel, be like, all right, cool. This is like the fighting styles Black Widow used. This is like how,
yeah.
I remember in like Marvel's Assemble, they talk about how originally she had a Lucha Libre style. So like people like they've heard of that, but they don't necessarily know what that means. So that'd be cool. Like, all right, that's what that is. Shang-Chi to talk about like the Tai Chi and everything. His sort of training style, which they talk about on the Assembled series, but not like, if you don't know what that is, you don't know what that is really.
Yeah, I didn't know what Tai Chi was until they used to do those little cutaways for Avatar to explain all the bending forms, what they're based on. Like, oh, that's what Tai Chi is.
I am ready to watch. I need to, Moore and I are like, hey, let's rewatch Avatar again. I'm like, thank you, because I am ready to rewatch it.
I'm good rewatching Avatar till we get to Appa's Lost Days, and I'm just done.
I'm like, all right, I'm sad now. I'm just going to skip this one episode, the mini episodes, and all in like four in one episode.
When we get to the library, I'm like, all right.
Leave from the. I'm like, damn you, Paul Sun Young Lee. You're going to be great as live action Uncle Iroh on Netflix.
Oh, God. I was sad about a freaking fake bison for like a month.
But Kevin, let's turn that frown upside down. Let's talk about some casting news. Let's stay in the Marvel realm, because this, I know we like love to talk about Marvel on this podcast. Blade has its first supporting role officially cast as of this podcast recording.
Yes, Delroy Lindo. May know him from The Five Bloods, Heart of They Fall. I know him from Gone in 60 Seconds, one of my favorite movies. He played the lead detective in that movie. He's kind of like Sam Jackson. Just look up a movie, he's probably in it.
Yes, he's really good in The Five Bloods.
Yes.
Some would say out of the five, he was kind of like the main character, I feel like, or storyline character a little bit.
Yeah, there are a lot of folk that are mad that he didn't get nominated for an Oscar for that or won it. He was nominated on one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been cast in the upcoming Blade reboot.
Heck yeah, exciting. With Mahershala Ali.
And of course, everybody's like, he's going to be Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, relax, he's been casted.
I think he is.
He's going to be Whistler? If you don't remember, I think Whistler was a... Well, not Jack Daniel. What's his name? Because he's a country music star, too.
Nick Nolte, I think, right?
No, not Nick Nolte. It's the other one. It looks like Nick Nolte, but it's not Nick Nolte.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
I have to look it up for a second. Yeah, I look it up for a second. But he's going to be in the new Blade movie. We don't have a release date for Blade yet, do we?
Not yet. I mean, it's kind of one of those floaty ones, like 2023, but we don't know yet. But it's coming soon.
Chris, now
we
got this.
We're getting close. Chris, yes, I think that's who you're referring to.
Yes. Mm. Nick Nolte, but not Nick Nolte, Chris Christopherson.
Yes.
But he could very well be Whistler. I'm not really akin to all of Blade's supporting characters.
Mm.
But
Ryan Reynolds.
It makes sense.
Ryan Reynolds pops up again. Triple H? Come on. That's Blade 3, Blade Trinity.
Well, there's people that say that Ryan Reynolds was playing Deadpool in that movie. They just did, and they renamed the character
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, for sure. They knew back then. Deadpool right here.
But it's very exciting because, again, spoiler alert, we got our first taste of Blade in MCU at the very end of Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was The Watcher.
Yeah.
I thought it was The Watcher. I was wrong. I'm fine with being wrong. What it actually is was a lot better.
Yes, yeah, that's true. That's what we want, yeah.
So it's kind of like what we were talking about with Fantastic Four. I think we've seen a lot of these casting announcements leak out over, kind of leading us through to Spider-Man and then leaving us a couple more through the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get back to business when, I guess, the next series after the new year will be...
We don't know.
We don't know. You're right. We don't know.
We don't really know. But yeah, so for Blade movie, obviously we know Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade. We know it's going to be written by Watchmen writer Stacey Osei-Kuffer and directed by Bassam Tariq. Wessler, however you want to pronounce it, Kevin, in Blade, if you haven't watched the Wesley Snipes ones in a while, is what again? His man in the chair, essentially?
Man in the chair, engineer, weapon, not people what it's called, but basically the guy that makes all his weapons.
Mm.
He administers his serum so he doesn't want human blood. He'll put like cool things like, you know, the garlic shooters in his things that shoot garlic in his gun so he can shoot vampires and their heads blow up.
Mm-hmm.
He made his sword that has that timer on it. So if you don't turn it off soon enough, it'll just take your hand off.
Yeah.
So basically, like he's his, like you say, he's guy in a chair, his Alfred, or yeah. I think I'm better. His Jarvis, but alive.
Yeah, and I feel like Joe Orlando would be good at that. I mean, just based on, I mean, what we kind of are familiar with the Kris Kristofferson version. I'm like, yeah, I could see Joe Orlando being that and way cooler.
And I think the team of Joe Orlando and Mahershala Ali on screen together, it doesn't really get any cooler
than
that.
That's a dope ass cast. They're just dumb two alone. I'm like, all right, give us the villain. We're good.
I mean, we don't even need a villain. Just have them on screen posing for an hour and a half. We'll make money.
They're just generic vampires. Just ones that look like Nosferatu. That's all it is.
And then even like the powerhouse of acting, because Mahershala Ali is an Academy Award winner. Dario Orlando is an Academy Award level actor. So like just that class of actor in your movie now is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only casting news we got this week, Kevin, because while the MCU got some casting, so did the Star Wars galaxy. And I am so hyped because we officially know who is playing live action Sabine Wren in the upcoming Ahsoka series. We thought it was rumors the whole time. False. It's happening.
Yep. Actress's name is Natasha Liu Bordizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen nothing she's been in. So yes. She's new to me.
She's pretty much a relative newcomer. Unless you've kind of watched on some niche shows of Netflix's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sword of Destiny, and then The Society. Those are kind of her main claim to fame, but like she already like I looked up some of her clips on those shows and stuff. She looks like she's going to kill as Sabine Wren.
She was also in The Greatest Showman, which I after a half hour, I just tap out of that movie. I can't take it. Too much.
There's a lot of people in The Greatest Showman like, oh, yeah, you are. You're just in heavy makeup and all that stuff.
I'm like, y'all singing again? I mean, I get singing is cool. I'm cool with it, but good Lord.
Kevin, that's the thing. Our generation, The Greatest Showman, top notch. Just put it in the background. You have some fun with it.
I think the other issue is if you look up the story of the guy that invented Ringling Brothers Circus, he's not a great guy. I think that's what I think she had to do with the movie.
We know we're finally getting Sabine Wren, so we can assume that now, finally, the Ahsoka series is really going to be that epilogue tease at the end of Star Wars Rebels, but now it's going to be live action. I saw a lot of people talking about that, like, we were supposed to have this Star Wars Rebels follow-up sequel show that was supposed to be animated, but now, obviously, Dave Filoni's so ingrained with Star Wars live action, I mean, pretty much everything Star Wars, that he kind of got the go-ahead of, like, all right, make it live action, you can cast who you want as your characters.
It seems like Kathleen Kennedy was just like, okay, Dave, here's the keys. Tell me what you need. I'm making it happen. Mm-hmm. I'm hands off now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you need. I've been in Hollywood for a million years. Just let me know what you need.
Yeah. And it was funny because obviously like when Rosario Dawson got cast as Ahsoka, she had a lot of contention around that casting choice because so many people wanted Ashley Eckstein to be live action Ahsoka. This one, not as much. Sabine in Rebels was voiced by Tia Sakaar, who you know from The Good Place. She was the one demon the demon that was always trying to be the fancy actor in The Good Place. She's popped up in a lot of other shows too, but For us, Star Wars Rebels was her main claim to fame. Not a lot of people being up as upset about that. But like, it's exciting. It's cool to see a live action Sabine Wren. Obviously, like a 30-year-old Sabine Wren is, I think, what they're shooting for in the series.
Remember, we all were convinced that Sasha Banks was playing Sabine, but she played a brand new character in The Mandalorian.
And might not really be popping up in Mandalorian Season 3 or whatever, according to her sources. But you know what? People be lying about Star Wars, so they lie.
People lie about everything. Except, who was the guy that lied about being the Rise of Skywalker? He actually was in it. I can't remember who it was, but it was some guy that was lying.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Could be lying. Andrew Garfield could be lying right now. We don't even know.
Probably is. Probably is.
But it's very exciting to see more and more of this Star Wars live action series coming through. I just wish they would kind of hurry up because I'm getting tired of waiting.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we have The Mandalorian coming out next month. And sort of the same thing as Marvel. We know the Obi-Wan Kenobi show is happening. We know Bad Batch Season 2 is happening somewhere. Andor, we don't know the actual dates for these things because Disney Plus Day didn't really give us the dates. But as soon as it's weird because the Andor and Obi-Wan show is like, all right, cool. But those don't really pertain to the main plot line of what we're going with the Mandalorian stuff. Obi-Wan might, because the rumor is Hayden Christensen is supposed to return in the Ahsoka series as like Force Vision, Force Ghost Anakin to Ahsoka.
Well, that's the thing too. Unlike the MCU, where we kind of know, not know, but we know what chess pieces are on the table to play with and what the end game could be. We don't know what the overarching story of Star Wars is now.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's the Mandalorian doing his thing. The Mandalorian happens before Force Awakens, right?
Yes.
So it happens before Force Awakens. So anything after Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker, we don't know really what's going on. It'll be interesting to see, like, after we see Obi-Wan and we see Book of Boba and also Ahsoka, like, what's actually going on now in this new, Emperor Palpatine-less Republic? Like, who's the bad guy now? Like, who the bad guys, who the good guys?
And the bad guy, I mean, I'm kind of shooting for Thrawn. Come on, baby. He's still alive somewhere. Come on. Rebels didn't show us a body, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it somebody like Thrawn, who was very smart and can lead a battalion? Is it somebody that's mystical again, like dipping in the Sith stuff? We really don't know. We're just kind of playing around with timelines.
And we've kind of talked about it, obviously, with Thrawn, sort of the rumor of his casting, as well as Ezra's being Mena Massad. Some people thinking it could be Rahul Kohli, who's now like gotten a lot bigger since iZombie because he's been on the Haunting of Bly Manor and what was the other one? The other Netflix horror, the vampire one. I forgot what it was called off the top of my head.
Vampire Diaries?
No, not Vampire. What is, dang it, hold on. Haunting of...
That show with like the multiple different like themed, I guess, like there's werewolves on it sometimes too.
No, not Vampire.
Like, it's like Legendary something.
I don't know.
Shibby has a lot of shows that are weird. Then why is this on here?
I don't get why are we doing this. Oh, Midnight Mass. That's what.
Oh, Midnight Mass. Okay.
But he's blowing up too. So like, oh, they could. Like, he's been fan pushing to be Ezra too. But if we get that, like, think how dope is growing up. I mean, me as a child of the '90s and obviously loving Star Wars. Like, I knew about Thrawn because that was the books that were out. Like, oh, Thrawn is the thing. When Palpatine goes, it's him in control. To now, like, oh, we finally might get that actually in Star Wars this entire time. And it's been, but it was Legends beforehand.
By the way, I think on the show was called Legacies. But
also, yes, it's a CW show.
It's been on for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yeah, like it's very interesting to see where they're going and how, I guess, the vision will be. Because I'm thinking, do you think there may be a time jump in season 3 of Mandalorian?
I think so. I think that's the best thing is just like Grogu is, it's been 2-3 years, Grogu now has a lightsaber, can kind of talk, but they've been trying to fight for Mandalore. I think, obviously, that Rangers of the New Republic show might not be happening, but this Ahsoka show is supposed to connect into Mandalorian. I think Mandalorian is going to be your Avengers of everyone coming together to beat the big bad over whatever that may be.
Because I would even love a show, they probably won't do it because he's busy. He's an accomplished actor, but even a show exploring the fall of Luke's Jedi Order.
Yeah, like, and obviously that's takes place obviously after the Mandalorian season 2 because he's like, I got Grogu now and Grogu isn't in the Force Awakens flashback, so what's up with
again, it kind of goes back to that Star Wars what was it called, the anime series, I can't remember what it was called, but he had that one episode where the guy made the lightsaber.
Star Wars Visions.
That one episode where they had to go get the lightsabers and no Sith people showed up, that takes place after Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. So I want to see more of that stuff going on. Like, who's really in control right now? Yeah. And how's it going on?
And obviously, you know, there's some turmoil just with the directors and stuff at Star Wars. You know, Kathleen Kennedy's sticking around still. She got a contract renewal. Say what you will about that based on how you view Star Wars. But hey, as long as we get content at the end of the day, that's all we can ask for. Because you think you're in the 90s or like the late aughts to before Force Awakens came out, you're like, we're done with Star Wars. We're Marvel now.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, say what you want about those movies, but each one of them made $1 billion. So, I mean, like, there's not much you can really say.
But either way, congrats to just getting one step closer to Ahsoka coming out. That's sort of our mini teaser trailer for Ahsoka coming out.
And congrats to Natasha for landing a pretty cool role, too.
Exactly. But something cool that's also coming that we've kind of been wanting for and wishing for the past couple months, WWE 2K22 is finally bringing back GM mode, Kevin.
I don't know who we're going to GM over because there's no wrestlers left in WWE.
I thought we were going to wait. I'll see how far we'd make that joke. Going right out the bat with it.
They got rid of everybody.
They got rid of everybody.
Everybody's gone.
So here's the thing. WWE 2K22, they had an announcement. Hey, we're announcing new features for the game. Top one is the GM mode, which has been absent for forever. I think like since 2010 or something. One of the SmackDown versus Raw games that came out, like the last ones. Ever since then, haven't had it. There's a new factions mode. Looks supposed to look better, different camera angles, all that good stuff. But as soon as it comes out, and I think the trailer came out, I think it was Friday, maybe, or
Friday morning, I think.
Thursday into Friday, whatever. WWE, the organization, goes ahead and releases like 10 more wrestlers, which makes the total wrestlers release like 89 for the year.
And they released some pretty big. They released Keith Lee. They released this new group that just came up from NXT. It's, I think it's called the Street Profits, something like that.
Oh, Hit and Row is what I saw.
Hit Row. That's what it's called. Yeah, Street Profits are the other guys. And it almost cripples them for like Survivor Series is tonight. Everybody was like, "What? Who do you have to wrestle?" But besides people that have been wrestling. Oh, yeah, tonight. Yeah, right. I watch him the day after when I remember, but that's how I look at it. But it's kind of, I guess they want younger talent because it's cheaper.
Mm. Yeah, and I know, like, obviously we don't, Kevin's kind of even lax on the wrestling as much as he used to be like a couple years ago on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, because it's just when the pandemic hit and then there were like protests every day, it was like, this thing's more important than two big sweaty guys throw each other around a ring.
But so we're also supposed to get a Rey Mysterio sort of showcase mode, which is dope because I know like Rey Mysterio is like my favorite wrestler. A lot of people like our age now, Rey Mysterio, John Cena, kind of the ones we grew up with. That's sort of the feature of that. Top comments, though, I've seen a lot is roster's going to be two men and two women strong. They let go like 80% of the roster. They just did another round of layoffs and they announced this. Why?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm actually on K-Side seats right now, just making sure they didn't lose anybody else before or anything else.
Yeah, so the games, we're supposed to get more info in January. Games supposed to come out, you presume, maybe in March. WWE games, they're always fun. It's fun just to beat some people up. Just hate your coworkers, make them look dumb in WWE 2K game, and then beat them up and pin them.
Like, I remember we went to AEW. Was it Full Gear when you went?
Yes, Full Gear, called? Which that pay-per-view was last week. For the new one, but we went like 2 years ago or whatever.
Do you remember that cowboy guy that we both didn't like?
Hangman Adam Page, who is from Virginia, sir, and they were at Norfolk last week because I know because all my Virginia peeps were like, they're here. And he had a Virginia's for Lovers shirt on.
And he's the champion now. The guy I didn't like is the champion now. I'm like, I'm so out of touch.
And that's the thing. The game's like, I don't know. I know who I know, and that's who I'm going to play as. And then you make your creative wrestler and then you make him beat everybody because why not?
Exactly, because back in the day, it would just be, I would make Sting and my creative wrestlers. Those would be my two wrestlers I would create.
Mm-hmm. it's cool. It sucks that obviously the game's either going to have nobody to play as or it's going to have a lot of people like, oh, well, they don't work for this company anymore, so they don't get to play.
I'm still surprised they released Braun Strowman. It was like almost a year ago at this point, but he was only the champion like 2 years ago and they released him like 12 months later. It's crazy.
Future endeavors, but, Kevin. Future endeavors.
Don't I know budget cuts?
Don't we both know budget cuts? so that game's coming out probably early 2022. Sorry, had to breathe there real quick. But Kevin, something's coming out later in 2022 that I think is really cool is sort of the opposite of a sports game because it's a cartoon fighter. WB finally announced what its Smash Bros. Like fighting game is going to be. I think it's the dopest ass name ever. It's called Multiversus.
And watching the guy talk about it, it's basically Space Jam, right?
It's essentially Space Jam, but instead of playing basketball, or the Space Jam game, which was like a side scroller, which is weird.
Yeah.
This is actually you're fighting everybody.
And you can do 2v2. There's online play. It looks really cool. I'm not going to lie, but looking at the gameplay on doing the trailer, it's more like a deep dive.
Yeah.
Deep dive. It feels like whoever worked on the first Smash Brothers on 64 worked on this game because the levels look very similar.
Yeah. So it's the studio behind it's Player First Games. We don't really know too much about them, but it's going to have characters from Scooby-Doo, Adventure Time, Looney Tunes, and even Game of Thrones. Supposed to come out on consoles and PC, everything but Switch. The cool thing I like about this, though, it's free to play.
Yeah, free to play.
Mm-hmm.
But the Switch thing surprised me, though. I'm like, why not?
This is built for Switch. I think it's the free to play aspect and how Nintendo Switch Online is a weird thing. It probably could come to Switch later. But the interesting thing is it's really advertising the 2v2 mode where you get to control two players going up against computers or in online modes. It also does have the free for all like Smash type modes. But I think this is really dope. We kind of talked about it last month of what we wanted to happen and sort of comparing it to how Nickelodeon's fighting game. I forgot what it was called off the top of my head.
All-Star Brawls.
Yes. This looks a step in the right direction, and they learned wait till that Nick game came out first and do everything they didn't do, which is pretty much include nods to every show sort of with the settings and have their damn voice actors.
Yeah. Kevin Conroy's on the game. George Newbern, who I believe voiced Superman in a cartoon or two,
mm-hmm.
but he's on the game. Tara Strong's doing Harley Quinn. I don't know their names, but the voice actors from Adventure Time on here too. So it's a pretty stacked cast. Also, Maisie Williams.
Put some spec on John DiMaggio, aka the voice of Bender, his main claim to fame, and obviously a ton of other things. And Jeremy Shada is Finn. But yeah, like Arya Stark, played by Maisie Williams. Shaggy, and we kind of got Ultra Instinct Shaggy in this, is like a super power up. Gumby, voiced by Matthew Lillard, who is our generation Shaggy. We know that's his voice of Shaggy.
Also makes a lot of money selling D&D boxes.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
That too. also, funny enough, if you haven't watched Steven Universe, you now learn that one of the characters, Garnett, voiced by Estelle, American boy Estelle.
So is that Estelle? I saw that. I was like, it can't be the same Estelle.
It's the same Estelle.
No way in the world.
She got in the cartoons and that's what she's doing now.
Oh, hey, more power to her. Voice acting is a pretty sweet gig. I'm not going to lie.
So obviously as a free-to-play game, it's going to have in-game purchases, most likely for costumes. You'd assume if like, oh, you want Arkham version of Batman or you want Shaggy looking like this, stuff like that. But it's going to have cross-play, cross-progression, dedicated servers, all that good stuff. It looks fun, and being free-to-play, I'm like, heck yeah, just give me Shaggy. That's all I really want. Don't make me pay for Shaggy.
I just hope it's not, since free-to-play, it's not too reliant on ads, like in between games.
No, I think not really ads, really just, oh, you want the cool costumes and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's on console. It's not like a phone game where you see all those ads. Console games, you don't really see that.
By the way, if you like playing those games on your phone but don't want ads, put on airplane mode. No ads.
Ooh, I'm going to try. Well, if you need to be online, how are you going to play the game?
Well, we've got to figure that out. If it's a game we don't need data coming in, just turn the airplane on. That's what happened.
That's on your terms. You got to figure that out. But also, they said they're going to add more characters. I think easily you have to add like a Scooby-Doo. Like if you have one half of a character, you have to add the other half of that character too. Like Shaggy, Scooby-Doo. Like everything else has two versions. Like Batman, Harley Quinn, Superman, Wonder Woman, stuff like that.
Yeah, one of them will add like Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
Yeah, like LeBron James most likely coming into the game because they kind of probably started this game being possible.
But here we go, set it all. Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. Fight!
The top comment on this was, someone said, finally, Shaggy can put Superman in his place.
There was a cool thing during the deep dive where it was like, finally, Batman versus Superman. Now we'll know who is the best. Something like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But other things is like, I guess, Kevin, who do you want? What WB property do you want to be in this game? I think right off the bat, easily you got to put like a Mortal Kombat. You put in, obviously, NetherRealm is going to have some critiques on it. You put a Scorpion or Sub-Zero in here to have that happen.
I got to think about that. Hold on. Because a lot of Harry Potter has to show up at some point, right?
So that's the rumor, is because we do have Arya Stark. That's your live action component of this game.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We might get another Game of Thrones character. And then you throw in LeBron James and stuff like that. But wait, which one Harry Potter was the rumored one. We talked about like last month that they're working on the rights to secure or whatever.
Actually, you know, it would be cool because I think it was a Warner. It was distributed by Warner Media. Geralt from The Witcher.
Geralt, that'd be good. So it's interesting. Like, do we blend in the games and the movies and the TV shows? That'd be, obviously they have to look like this style, but I think that's easy. Like, look how Arya Stark looks like, and that's how like those non 2D animated characters will look like.
She looked a lot like I don't know what games they're in, but Marth and
Yeah, and then like Harry Potter, like, yeah, that can definitely be your magic base. Like, I think Rosalina, and like there are other Fire Emblem characters in Smash that are magic based.
Yeah, so this is going to be another fun. It's funny how, like, I guess this free to play beat 'em up game is gaining popularity right now.
Mm-hmm. Make something free to play. You're going to have a lot of people playing it. You know,
I was kind of, what other free to play universe game could they make next? I'm trying to think. I don't even know. I got Nickelodeon.
Here's a character they could add to the game. Sorry, Fred Flintstone. Come on, fam. He's revving up in his damn car. Then he rolls her over, or whatever, sort of like a Wario in Smash Bros. Now with his motorcycle.
That'd be hilarious. Maybe Bam Bam could be any of the
Hanna Barbera characters that don't get a lot of spec anymore, but this is their time to shine.
You know, I didn't know Hanna-Barbera were two guys until like maybe 3 years ago. I thought it was a woman's name.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name was Hanna-Barbera.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What Matrix could be fun as a Neo.
Yeah, Neo. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Lord of the Rings, Frodo, Gandalf, Aragorn, Legolas. Any of them you want to put in there?
I think Legolas would be the funnest one. That's not a word, but that because it's all arrows.
Let's see. WB movies. Dune. You can put Timothée Chalamet in there. Pennywise, if you want to put him in there. I don't know.
They could do a whole like horror theme thing and just put a bunch of horror characters in there, like during October, something like that.
Detective Pikachu. I don't think they'll get that one because that's Nintendo, but sure, why not?
Nice try, guys. Nice.
Ooh, you can have an Inception based level where everything's like upside down or it's spinning and stuff like that.
Just every Christopher Nolan movie.
Godzilla or Kong. You get either one of them, both of them, maybe.
Wait. The Police Academy people would be, that'd be hilarious.
Sure. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, what was the guy's name from the Lego movie?
Lego movie. Yeah, sure. Him.
Emmett. Elliot?
Emmett.
Emmett. Yeah. Yeah. Emmett should be on the game with spaceship. Spaceship.
Ooh, the penguin from Happy Feet. Put him in there too. He's going to be dancing.
the penguin from Happy Feet versus Willy from Free Willy.
There you go. There you go. We just made this game. Look, come on, WB, hire us, baby.
The Hangover guys, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we're just looking at lists of movies now. It's like, you can put them in there. Why not? Oh, but no, yeah, it's Ken Jeong's character from The Hangover.
Oh, ooh, yeah, that'd be hilarious. The shark from Deep Blue Sea, that'd be kind of cool.
Come on, at least make it a level or something.
He's in the background like, ooh, oh, deepest, bluest, man. It's like a shark film. I'm coming to get you. I'm a smart shark.
There's LL Cool J.
the whole mission, the level, you had to beat the level before LL Cool J dies.
There you go.
He's in that, cool he's in that oven die. Trying to get out.
LL Cool J I'm
saying,
die.
But still, you got to save him before the level, though, so I'm saying.
There you go. But yeah, it's exciting. That's going to come out 2022. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. I think it'll be a fun little, like, hey, let's try it for the weekend. And if it sticks, you play it for a little bit longer.
Also, I mean, you got to also remember, too, that people that aren't our age play games, too. So younger kids might want to play this as well.
Exactly. And they can play Shaggy, placed by Matthew Lillard, the proper Shaggy voice.
The real Shaggy.
The real Shaggy.
The only Shaggy.
The only Shaggy we expect in this house. But anyway, Kevin, I think that's the last bit of news before we go on our little Thanksgiving holiday. But don't worry, because Thursday, this Thanksgiving, we'll have an episode for you. Whether you're trying to avoid family or trying to hide or do something, we got you covered, because we're going to tell you all about the Black Friday specials, all the deals you need for Cyber Monday. It's that way you know, hey, maybe it's time to get Cyberpunk for $5.99 or whatever.
Or I'll get you a new air fryer or your first air fryer.
Your first one or your second one. Maybe you need two in your house, which God help you if you need two in your house.
Actually, funny. Actually, side note. Last year when I got let go from iHeart, I literally lost my air fryer, lost my job in the same week. It was rough.
It was a sad day. It was sadder because of the air fryer more than anything. Cause that's when you needed the air fryer, really.
Literally, my wife. I was in the kitchen. All my wife heard was, "Come on,
not like this, not the air fryer, not the ninja."
All I wanted was some air fried chicken.
I'm trying to be healthy.
Not using grease.
But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. You can always go to hot995.com/crisiscrew to stay up to date on all that nerdy news you need to know. Or Kev, for the big Black Friday deals that Wario64 tweets out this week, where can they go?
At @infinite_pods on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to favorite us for notifications so you get notified when we retweet Wario64, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, or, you know, favorite us. He gets enough favorites. We need
enough. He or he's or he's and she's. I think it's more than one person doing that.
Yeah, I think you're true too. I think it is a whole industry of just, hey, we're Wario64, the company.
say it like, we are Wario64.
We are Wario. Yeah, it's all the voices of them talking. But anyway, thanks for hanging with us. Happy Thanksgiving. We don't hear you then. We'll be back on Monday, obviously, to talk about our Thanksgivings and how we survived them or not. And hopefully we'll see you there. Just get through Thursday if you don't like your family. And then Friday, go shopping and forget about everything.
Friday, go shopping and forget.
But as always, my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you have officially listened to this Monday episode of what, Kev?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.